1988. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel this
talent crumble. You need a yen to make. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We've got a special class for you today. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Sam Bushman is live with us for 2 hours from Utah. Welcome, Sam Bushman.
Thanks for having me, sir. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. I'm on a phone line because the ISGN is having trouble for some strange reason, but we're trying to work on that. And we'll have to just do your show and not have my simulcast if we can't get it worked out, but I'll be here either way.
Sam, it's great to hear your voice. And Grace Thorne's with us, and she's in Ryan, Oklahoma at the Ryan Public Schools in Ryan, Oklahoma. Welcome, Grace Thorne. Do we have Grace Thorne?
Hi, Grace. Hope you're doing well.
Okay. We're having difficulty hearing you, Grace. And we have Grace Thorne's sixth grade class, our favorite sixth grade class. And I want to tell you, students, that I opened the mail yesterday. I got the mail for the first time in a couple of weeks, and there was a plaque. It was a plaque from Grace Thorne's sixth grade class. It was handmade. It's made out of wood and has a hanger. And it says, "No whining." And on the back, it's signed in magnificent penmanship by each one of our students who's on the broadcast classroom with us today. I want to thank you so much. It will go right in the studio, right next to me. I will see it in during every broadcast. It's absolutely magnificent. I showed it off at the meetup last night at Ziggy's, and everybody thought it was the coolest thing. No whining. So thank you so much, class. Grace Thorne, are you with us? Okay.
I got the line drop. They're getting Grace Thorne back right now.
Hey, boy, do we have an echo with you, Sam. This is unbelievable. But anyway, let me explain what today's class is about. Sam Bushman is a dear
friend.
By the
way, the ISDN's working.
Okay.
And I can hear you folks perfectly.
Okay.
All right. And they say they're not receiving any audio from me, but I think it's fixed now.
Okay. All right, great. So now we have the
with those
ISDN
guys, everything
line
should be good.
Between Utah and Minnesota. We've got high-speed digital from Missouri to Minnesota. Great.
And how,
hey, it sounds great, Sam. Now, how about Grace Thorne? I haven't heard her.
Very good, Sam. He's sounding
okay.
Kind of like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, they can hear me now, and I heard the board op talking to me, but I can't hear Vincent.
Yeah.
All right. I'm loud and clear. All right. Hi, Vincent. Meanwhile, then, keep me on the air. If they can't hear Vincent, I'll talk on the radio. We're going to be doing an incredible class, by the way. You got the folks, the children in class that are actually able to join us on the radio. They're actually able to ask us questions about what we're doing, who we are, etc. They ask Ricky Rocket questions all the time from a scientific perspective. But now they're going to ask me questions. I'm a totally blind individual. And so we decided we'd put together for this incredible class with Grace Thorne as the teacher. And we thought we'd put this incredible class together, and then they could ask questions about what it's like to be blind, you know, how you accomplish certain tasks, so that they could learn from a blindness perspective about life. And in my opinion, this is groundbreaking education. Okay, this is serious. This is important. It's an opportunity for the children to learn. And it's an opportunity for them to learn about the media, Kurt. It's an opportunity for them to learn about who we are and what we do. It's just a tremendous opportunity, in my humble opinion. And so they can learn. They can ask questions. You know, a lot of people have never been around a blind person, especially youngsters, especially children. And so it's an opportunity for to educate about disabilities, how they should behave around a blind person. You know, a lot of times people just don't know how to behave whenever it's the unknown. They're a little confused. They're a little, how do I handle this? You know,
Sam,
so they might behave in ways that aren't very kind or friendly. Whenever something's extremely different than we're used to, we tend to shun that.
Sam,
stay away from that. Be scared of that. The shyness comes out, so to speak. And that's a big concern. And there are ways to remedy that and to help folks know how to behave and what to do and all those kind of things. So anyway, that's what we're going to work on. Hopefully we can resolve a lot of that. Are you with us, Vincent?
I am here, and I just texted through the stack to our producer the telephone number that we'll need to call. Tom, you'll need to call the school and ask. Okay.
Okay.
And you'll have
Tom's
to
gonna get that
people.
Done. Perfect.
Okay.
I can hear Tom perfect, and I can hear you perfect, Vincent. We're ready to roll. I just did a little intro about, you know, with children, whenever they find something that they're not familiar with or that's totally new, sometimes they don't know how to behave or how to act. And so we thought, hey, if they could talk to a blind person, ask any question they want, then you know what? Next time they see a blind person, they're going to be a lot more comfortable. They're going to know how to behave. They can ask questions about how they should treat them, what they should do for them, or what they should not do. And I think that the comfortability factor is great for children. This is groundbreaking education, Vincent.
Sam, I really appreciate you doing this, and I'll tell you why. You know, you're opening up your personal life to the radio worldwide audience on two networks. And it's going to be rebroadcast many times throughout the day. And people are going to learn something that is absolutely not taught in school. It's as simple as that. This is not taught in school.
But Vincent, maybe it ought to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're doing it right here, aren't we? I mean, we're showing the way. And it should be taught in school. I was never taught. And Sam, frankly, you are the first blind person that I've spent time with. And I think maybe while we're waiting for Grace Thorne and the class to connect, and Tom is working on that right now, maybe we should talk about the experience and through Kurt's eyes when I first met you months ago and we were doing a live broadcast. And I can we're setting it up. You and I had never met. And the way it worked was I was going to St. Louis area, St. Charles, where the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers convention was. Kurt Crosby was there. Sam Bushman was there. And Sam said, when you get there, just give me a call on the cell phone, and I'll meet you in the lobby. So I called from the parking lot, and I said, I'm here. And he asked, okay, so what are you wearing? And I described what I was wearing. And so I walked toward the lobby, and I was looking, trying to find, you know, who this Sam Bushman might be, because I didn't know what he looked like or what he was wearing. And I hear, Vincent, from across the lobby, and he saw me. And Sam was blind, is blind. And so he was with Kurt, and it was a great experience. And then we were setting up our equipment just before the broadcast. We were doing a simulcast from the convention. I was setting up the equipment. I had my equipment, the mixer, the microphones, the cables, and all that. And Sam said to me, let me see your equipment. Let me see what you've got here. Let me see how you've got it hooked up. And Sam and I use words every day like, let's look, let's see, have you read, have you seen, have you watched, right? Isn't that what we do, Sam? And would you share that little experience about your reaction and Kurt's reaction to my reaction of you looking at the equipment?
All right, well, the first thing I want to say is the reason that we use those words, and hopefully the class can hear this or listen to it later if they're not connected.
They can right now.
All right, beautiful. Welcome, class. Thanks for joining us.
We don't have them?
We still don't have them. We're working on it.
Okay.
All right, he's on hold. Okay. No problem. So what I want to say, though, is, and I want them to hear this, the reason that blind people use terms like see and read and watched and take a look, look at this and let me know, is because we as blind people live in a sighted world. Sighted people don't live in a blind world. Blind people live in a sighted world. And so you got to take that and you got to say, listen, if I read something with my computer and I actually listen to it, when I get done, the question becomes, is reading seeing with your eyes? Is reading feeling with your fingers? Or is reading a comprehension? In other words, when I'm done and I read an article that or a book Vincent gives me, if I understand, I cognitively understand with my mind the subject material, have I read it? I might have felt it. I might have looked at it with my eyes. I might have listened to a computer read it to me. Nevertheless, the comprehension of that information is considered reading something, right? And so literally I do read it. Literally I do take a look at a website or take a watch a movie. I might not see the movie, but I listen to it. I comprehend what's happening with the movie. The comprehension is what we're talking about. Otherwise, you don't say to a blind person, hey, did you hear that movie? And everybody else, hey, did you see that movie? And by the way, did you hear it? Okay, because it's not the sighted world. The sighted world says, did you watch that movie? And so, yes, we did. And we comprehended at the end is the important salient point, Vincent.
And, you know, Sam, to drive this point home, you and I were talking a few days ago, and he said, okay, I'm going to watch a ball game at school, at your child's school. So you told me that you're going to go watch a ball game. And I said, that's great. You know, and I was thinking, that's what parents need to do. Spend time with their children. Encourage their education. And you were there in the bleachers, right, Sam?
I was there in the bleachers. And what I usually do is I listen to the game. I usually have people tell me the important plays. I usually, believe it or not, have really good ears. And I can listen to a lot of what goes on. And most importantly, I've taught my children to give me a play-by-play. It's almost like a game on the radio.
There you go. Sam Bushman's with us, and we are trying to connect with Ryan, Oklahoma's public school. We're going to do that during the commercial breaks. And we've got 14 students. We're going to ask questions of Sam Bushman when we come right back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, Kurt, we're back up.
Okay. Sam Bushman's with us. Kurt Crosby's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. Grace Thorne is being connected. We are having unusual difficulties staying connected with the Ryan, Oklahoma Public Schools. So, Tom.
Hey, Vincent, why don't we do this? Why don't we let Kurt respond to your question while I work on getting Grace? How's that?
Okay, that sounds great. So, Kurt, what happened was we were at the hotel in St. Charles in Missouri, and we had all met for the first time. I met you and Sam Bushman for the first time, and we were getting to know each other. And Sam asked me, he said, let me see the equipment. Let me see how you've hooked it up. Now, just prior to that, I had gotten all the knobs and dials set exactly the way I thought they should be set. And when Sam wanted to look at them, he was looking with his hands because he couldn't see the equipment. He didn't know what brand it was. He didn't know where the knobs were. And he was feeling all this equipment. Now, what was your reaction to my reaction to Sam putting his hands all over the equipment that I just got set to run the broadcast? Kurt, what was your reaction?
Well, you know, Vince, thanks for the opportunity to respond. I've seen this a number of times since we've known each other for about a little over 20 years now. And I almost feel like laughing when I see people, I guess you could say, subject to this kind of new world, if you will. Uh-huh. Because I've seen this happen so many times, I know in their mind they're pretty much, I think, about like I was the first time, where they're like, holy cow, this guy's going to mess up everything, and he's going to bump something over, and I mean, can't even see, so how in the world is he going to be of help? And then look at his, he's moving his fingers all over the place here. You know, everything's going to be messed up. But the fact is, Sam is very capable when it comes to these things, and he is basically getting a picture in his mind of exactly what's going on. What have you got, your, what kind of equipment there, what things are plugged into it. He's looking at it, you know, to use our sighted world phrase, as closely as he can, so that then he can say, okay. And if you remember, the way I remember it, at least, he made some suggestions, recommendations on how, you know, we could make that happen, where most people would not expect the, quote, blind guy to be able to offer much help in these areas. I think he was pretty helpful, wasn't he?
He absolutely was. And what we were doing is something that we had never done before that that very time, and that was a simulcast on two networks. So we had to hook up the Genesis Communications side of the network and the Liberty Roundtable side of the network, and we had to bridge the two networks together and make the equipment work. And it was really interesting.
Yeah, now you know, and you mentioned we had never done that, but Sam, over his, I guess you could say, lifetime, broadcasting career, et cetera, has, I guess you could say, come into contact with these kind of situations.
Yeah, and just so you know, I'm waiting for Grace's phone. It's ringing, 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 but nobody's answering in the meantime, just so y'all know.
One of those never answer but always ring phones. You know, it's amazing to watch him as he thinks through things. And as you've come to know as well, Vince, he's got a regular, rather active mental capacity. In other words,
that's quite dangerous, I might submit.
I remember the one old boy, old Zig Ziglar, used to say, if Joe and him are negotiating, you don't need to worry much about Joe. So you just fill in Sam in that spot there. He's well able to take care of himself. But, you know, I remember one of the first times I went with him to help someone on a computer. First thing.
Hold on, Kurt. We got a quick pause. Vincent, you're in control, buddy.
Sam Bushman, I'm so glad there's no camera on me. I'm on the telephone with Grace Thorne. She is, looks like we're going to try to do this with a cell phone. So that's the plan. We come back on the other side of the break. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com, Grace Thorne in a sixth grade class.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, we have patched this together. What we've done is we've got one student at a time on a landline, and we're working so that the other students can listen live on the cell phone speaker to see if we can get this all to work. Now, Samantha is up first. Samantha is a sixth grade student, Ryan, Oklahoma, in Grace Thorne's elementary class. So, Samantha, you have a question for Sam Bushman.
Hi, class. Hi, Samantha. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys are my heroes.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, Sam. So, Samantha, you're up first. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to pass the phone. Stay with us for your question. And then we'll pass the phone to the next student, who will be Grace, after we're done with you. So we're going to spend about 5 minutes or so with you. So stay with us until we fully answer your question. So, Samantha, what is your first question for Sam Bushman?
Do you have a wife and family?
I actually do have a wife and a family. My wife's name is Julie. My name is Sam, and we've been married for almost 22 years. And we have 8 kids, 4 boys and 4 girls. How old are you, Samantha?
I'm 12.
You're 12. Okay, I got a boy your age. His name is Spencer. And Spencer loves basketball. And so I have a wife and children, and they're a lot of fun. And just so you know, every one of them can see. I'm the only one that's blind. So my wife can see, and all of my 8 kids can see.
Thanks.
What do you think of that?
That's cool.
So, Sam, to follow up a little bit on this question, you have never seen your children.
That is correct. I was born blind, so I've been blind all of my life. I'm 46 years old, and I've been blind the whole time, and I've never seen my wife, and I've never seen my children. However, I did send to your teacher, Miss Thorne, a picture of my whole family, including me. So there's 10 of us, me and my wife, 4 boys, 4 girls, and 8 children. Did you get to see that, Samantha?
Yes.
Ooh, there you go, Vincent. So, Samantha, you've been able to see something I've never been able to see.
Mm-hmm. So, Sam, to follow up, how do you know when one of your children walks into the room where you are? How do you know which one it is? Can you tell? Well, can you sense it? Can you tell by the sound of the footsteps?
You can tell a lot of times by the way they do things and stuff like that, but you can't tell all the time. So I usually just say, you know what, who is that? And they tell me. However, I teach my kids something. When little kids first start out, they want to kind of see if they can get away with stuff. Now, you guys never do that in your house, do you guys? Do you ever do that, Samantha?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you try to get away with stuff? All right.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm telling you is my kids try to get away with stuff, except for when I grew up, I was a wrestler. And I wrestled varsity all 4 years in high school, and I lifted weights, and I'm pretty tough, okay? And so I teach my kids when they're really little never to play games with dad because he's blind. Now, if you want to play games with dad, you can play games with dad like you would any parent, but you never try to take advantage of dad because he's blind. And if you do, then I'll wrestle you down in a hole, and I won't let you up until you promise never to do it again. How's that?
That's cool. That's awesome.
So there you go, Vincent. Go ahead, Vince. Uh-oh.
Sam, that's got to be tough for you to be a wrestler, a varsity wrestler, not being able to see your opponent.
No, wrestling's a tough sport. You're right about that. It was kind of tough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Class, what you're learning right now is Sam Bushman has overcome so many obstacles that many of us would just give up on. So one of the lessons that we learned already.
Just Vincent, by the way, just in case everybody's wondering how they do the whole wrestling thing when you're blind, just the way I understand it, I've seen a couple of matches like this, but don't they tell you have to maintain contact, Sam?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. When you start out, you have one hand up and one hand down out in front of you. So put your hand straight out in front of you, put one hand up, one hand down. The other wrestler does the same thing, and you make contact with your hands. When the whistle blows, you're not supposed to break contact. However, people used to break contact from me all the time. And what would happen is the refs used to try to stop the match and say, listen, son, you can't break contact with him. You got to keep contact. And I'd tell the ref, sir, if he wants to break the rules and break contact, let him. And then what would happen is there's what's called a cross face in wrestling. And I would give people a hard smack when they'd go ahead and break contact, and they'd quit doing that. And so I would let the refs do it. If they want to play hardball, let's play. But most folks quit doing that after a time or two.
There you go. There you go. Samantha, do you have a follow-up question for Sam Bushman?
Is it hard not being able to not see your children?
Is it hard not being able to see my children is the question. And the answer is, I want you to think about it this way for a minute. Let's pretend, Samantha, that you've never seen anything in your whole life. In other words, that's all you know. You don't know what it's like to see. So when you can see, you would think in your mind, man, it would be horrible not to see. But everything you know is from seeing. And so the lack of seeing would be very hard for you, right? However, for me, I've never seen my children. And so it's not hard to not see them because that's all I know. So the answer to your question is no. It's not hard not seeing them because I've never been able to see them. I guess I don't know what I'm missing. Right, Vince?
Yeah. And Sam, let me ask you this. I've never asked you this, and we can ask this publicly. I talk to you as if, and we talk all the time. We talk several times a day. We cooperate with each other. We're on the same team, and we're trying to get the truth out worldwide, even though Sam Bushman and I are on the radio at exactly the same time, 1 hour at the same time every day. We support each other. And, Sam, have I ever accidentally said anything that offended you? Because
if so, I can't remember, so I don't think so. I don't get offended very easy. When you're a blind person in a sighted world, then you've got to develop kind of a thick skin. And so, you know what? I've learned that most people don't intend any harm. Most people just don't know how to behave in certain circumstances. It's kind of like the teenage boy that goes out with a girl for the first time. He's kind of goofy, and he's got two left feet, and he can hardly talk, and he stutters, and because she's so pretty, he can't help it, right? He doesn't mean any harm to her. He just doesn't know how to behave because it's so new to him. And that's the same thing with being blind. A lot of folks just don't know what to do because, hey, they've never dealt with it before, right?
Yeah. Samantha, thanks so much. We'll put Grace on next. Grace will be...
And by the way, when I first tried to take my wife out, I was scared to death of her. And now she can't get me to quit talking, right?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that in a minute. So, Grace, do you have the phone now?
Yes.
Okay, Grace. So, Sam Bushman's on the line with us. Kurt Crosby's on the line. I'm Vin Finelli. We're all together. And it's time for you to ask your first question, Grace.
Grace,
Sam
go
Bushman.
Ahead.
Did you go to a special school for the blind when you were young?
Okay, we're having a little bit of hard time. Vince is right. Okay. We've got that echo. So okay, turn down the cell phone speaker a little bit. Everybody can try to hear and try to point Grace away so that she's talking away from that other phone. Can you do that for me? And
so
now, Grace,
will
ask
be
your question again.
Okay, Grace will be facing away from the other cell phone. So, Grace, please ask your question.
Did you go to the special school for blind when you were young?
Okay, so when I was a little kid, did I go to a special school for the blind? And the answer is no. I went to regular school, just like you guys. In fact, I probably would have been in your class when I was your age if I lived in your area. And what happened was they had one class or 1 hour of the day that I would go and meet with a special instructor that would help me. And what they would do is they would help me by making sure that I could get books in Braille or books on tape that I could listen to. And they would help with my assignments so that I could get access to all the information. And so they called it a resource room. And I would go there, and if we were studying geography and maps, then they would come up with maps that I could feel. And if we were talking about mathematics, then they would show me how to do the math with Braille. And if I needed to read something, they would make it available to where I could read, or else they would assign a reader to read for me. And so we dealt with everything one issue at a time. The world deals with it this way. Sam, we're going to help you deal with it that way. And so I grew up in a regular school my whole life with kids just like you.
Sam, this is really very interesting to all of us, adults as well as students and children. Because this is absolutely information that we didn't learn. So you have...
Now, Vincent, I don't know if you heard Sam mention the word Braille, but some people may be unaware of what that is. Sam, I was wondering if you might want to elaborate just a little bit for them so that they can understand what that Braille means.
Sure. There's a guy by the name of Louis Braille, and Louis Braille created a way for blind people to read and write. And so there's six little bumps called dots, and there's two on the top, two in the middle, and two on the bottom. So there's six of them. And those six dots, arranged in all kinds of different ways, create all the letters of the alphabet. And if you put your fingers on those dots, you can read just like somebody who can see can read. And you can read Braille, and then you use a machine called a Braille writer, and you can write Braille. So that's a way that a blind person can use their fingers by touch and read and write. And so a lot of times they'd take something that was in print that you would normally read, and then they would convert it to Braille, and then I could read it with my fingers. And then I would sometimes write in Braille. That was for my own use. But I had to learn to use a typewriter, because when I turned in my reports, I couldn't turn them into my teachers in Braille because they couldn't read them, right? So I would read Braille, and then I would type on a regular typewriter and print out my work, and then I'd give that to my teacher. So where you write a report, you might write it on the computer, or you might write it with a pen. I would write it with a typewriter, because it was, you know, this is in the old days, right? And then later, as I got older in high school and college, I used a computer and printed things out. But so I used Braille for myself, but then I could type and write with typing, and then I could give that to my teachers, and they could read it.
Sam Bushman's with us, Kurt Crosby. The sixth grade class at Ryan, Oklahoma. Grace Thorne's class. We're talking about what it's like to be blind and what school was like for Sam Bushman going through elementary and high school. And we'll talk some more about Braille and being blind when we come back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purified treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
God, you're
take my
when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's easy for you to say, Sam. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we just got disconnected from Grace Thorne.
No, we did not. The girl's there right now. Hi, who's with us?
Grace, are you there?
This is not Grace right now.
Okay, so Grace Thorne is...
Okay. Hi, Savannah.
Our phone got disconnected, mm-hmm. and so now we... only one of us could hear you on the speakerphone.
That's all right. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and ask your question, Grace, if you're next up, and we'll just proceed as normal. Sure. And then at the end of this hour, we'll get things squared away a little better. How's that?
Okay.
So we've got Savannah, and you've got your question for Sam Bushman.
Are there board games for the blind people?
Yes, there are board games for blind people, and they're super cool. Now, there's different kind of games. Some games for blind people are based on being blind. You ever thought of that? What if you closed your eyes and you said, man, what games could I play with my eyes closed? Those are the kind of games that are specifically developed for the blind. But most games for the blind are not just for the blind. They're sighted games, but adapted for the blind. Let me give you an example. You ever played Monopoly?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they have a Monopoly game for the blind. It's a big board. And it's got little braille things on it so you can read, like in the Go box. You know, you ever passed Go and got money, right? Well, there's a little box that says Go. And the pieces are designed where you can feel them. You know, in Monopoly, the shapes are different, like you could be the car or the iron or whatever you are, right? Okay, and so you could feel those things. And then all the cards that you read and the money all has the different things in the top left little teeny corner, a little braille thing that you can feel. And so they've taken the Monopoly game for the sighted and adapted it for blind people. Let me give you another quick example. A chess game. Blind people could play chess quite well. And what they do is they make the different pieces, the black and white pieces, feel different. So the tops of the black might be pointy, and the tops of the white might be rounded on the top. And so if it's pointy, you know it's a black piece, and if it's rounded, you know it's a white piece. Well, then the only other problem is when blind people want to feel around the board, they can knock down all the chess pieces, right? But what if you put a little peg at the bottom of each chess piece, and you drilled holes in all the different squares? Then you put the peg in the hole, and now when you feel that piece, you don't knock it over as easy, right? And then all you got to do is make the different rows and the different squares, some of them are raised, and some of them are lowered. And so that way you can feel around the squares, And when you touch your pieces, they don't tip over because they got little pegs holding them in. And you can feel the tops of the pieces and know which color you're dealing with. So blind people can actually play chess and checkers and Monopoly and a lot of games that are adapted for the blind. You got a follow-up question?
No.
All right, there you go. Now, there are other games that are adapted for the blind, too. For example, if you play softball when you're blind, the ball has a little beeper in it, and it goes beep, 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 beep. And when somebody throws the ball, you can hear where it's going, right? And if the ball gets away from you and it's on the ground, you can hear it. And if you listen carefully, you can go find it, right? So there you go, Vincent. Who's next?
Wow. Sam, I never thought that it would be possible to play softball being blind.
They so play soccer like that, too, by the way.
Wow. Sam, back to softball. What about the injuries? What about, you know, someone hitting a ball that's coming at you? How do you defend yourself? How do you protect
yourself? Well, if you hear that dude beeping straight towards your head, you move. You follow what I'm saying?
You know, but what the audience did was do that kind of soccer like we heard about in that fictitious news story where they said, hey, now we won't have to have a ball. We'll just have everybody imagine that they have a ball. And that would be a lot safer for blind people, too.
Huh? Yeah, but Kurt, now you're confusing folks. You know what I mean? But you're right. In society now, they seem to want to have no competition. And you know what? Blind people are into competition. I'm interested in competition on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. There's the music, Vincent.
There it is. And Sam Bushman's with us. Lily, you're up next, then Walter, then Cammy. So Lily, Walter, then Cammy. When we come back from the top of the hour, news and commercial.
By the way, call me on my landline, Vincent.
Okay. We're talking about being blind. Sam Bushman's telling us what it's like and how to interact and work with blind people. And I'll tell you what, Sam Bushman has taught me more faster than most people I know. It's a delight being with Sam and Kurt Crosby. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.